I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, I'm Harriet Dyer.
And I'm Anna Thomas.
And this is our podcast, which is called I Don't Usually Find Women Funny, But...
I don't usually find women funny, but...
I was editing the video yesterday, and Anna, how much joy you got from just me bringing you CDs? I mean, and half of them didn't have the CDs in the fucking case.
I love it. I go through the CDs so quick. I listen to the entire thing. I got 3 discs the other day, went through it in 2 days.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, I'm mad for it. I got, so, like, I can't, like, I like variety, so, like... 3 Tom Jones, like, so many. 2 of them are the same. Actually, I've got 4. I've got 2. When I brought home, my mum was like, we've already got that one. And then I've got another one, like, the other day. And then I got another one from Charity Shop as well, which I think this was going to be a good one, because it's got the Stereophonics song on it.
Oh, on with Tom?
Yeah, Mama told me not to come.
Oh, I didn't know that was with the Stereophonics.
I think it is. But
Mama told me not to come.
I think it might just be, what's his name, Kelly, Steve Kelly, no, not Steve, oh, Steve Kelly.
No, his name is Kelly first.
Is it Kelly first?
Yeah.
Kelly Steve.
Yeah, Kelly Bryan.
Yeah.
Yeah, Kelly, I didn't know that was Stereophonics. Is it? Yeah, Stereophonics. I thought that I loved the Tom Jones song, but then I realised it wasn't Tom Jones. It just says Tom Jones. You know, the cast said, they stopped us from killing each other. Tom Jones, Tom Jones.
Do you think it was Tom Jones coming and going, Tom Jones, Tom Jones?
Yeah, I thought he was in it. And then I realised that all what had happened is I just read the word Tom Jones and then it's put Tom in the situation.
He's a busy boy. He might be in there somewhere. He might be playing the drums. He's very talented.
No, he's not playing the drums, is he?
He could, with his voice. He's a very...
Well, you say that, I saw on... I mean, I don't know... Someone said that this was a lie, but it definitely isn't. Well, it was bloody John Pearson. He says everything's a lie. That's right, John. I'm talking to you. And
done to John on... He won something somewhere.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, I think Leicester.
Oh, he won't listen anyway. He's probably too busy eating grapes now after his win. That's what they're doing,
yeah,
isn't it?
I felt a little green Kelly then. I was like, by the way, well done. The hands don't help as well.
Well, that's what I used to do with my birthday cards. Did you ever do it? I would get my birthday cards, sit on the seat, and then do... Because did you ever... Back in the day, someone used to read whose birthday it was on the TV studio. They'd go, oh, and Tabitha, it's her 7th birthday. And I'd get...
Was it milkshake?
Oh, but remember, I'm an old cunt, and the milkshake is very... It's, but
you're black and white.
Well, yeah, I was Gus Honeybun and the Granada on the ITV, and Andy, yeah, you know, Andy Peter, Philip Schofield, when he was a children's presenter. This is how old I am. He was no Silver Fox in this day. What was my point there? Oh, yeah.
John Pearson.
Oh, no. Oh, wait a minute. I've digressed.
Sorry.
So, first of all, the birthday cards. And then I would go... I'd say, get my pile of birthday cards and go, oh, wow. We've got Harriet. It's Harriet's birthday. So, I'd like to say a happy birthday to Harriet. And then I'd go... Oh, bloody hell, it's another Harriet.
Just you in your room by yourself to your mirror.
No, I always have an audience like that.
Always.
My mum.
Another one.
My mum's like, bloody hell, we have to go through this every bloody day.
It's 4 a.m, Harriet.
Yeah,
please. Your birthday was 6 months ago.
every day until the next birthday. And then, yeah, so I digress. So then with what with John, what John was saying, but this is definitely the truth, you can Google it. Mary Berry, she could play the drums. Yeah, it was Rick Astley was at a concert and then he goes, never gonna give you, and then he goes, everybody please welcome my special guest on the drums today, and it's poor old Mary Berry. And she, you know, she's got a bad hand as well.
Has she got bad hands?
She's got a bit of a claw going on.
Oh, bless her. Oh, she's got carpal tunnel.
Oh, is that one in it? Sorry, I was. I shouldn't call it a claw.
A claw.
Might have to say. Well, although, if anyone's offended by that, I come from a long line with claws. My dad had a bit of a pigeon claw. My mum had a terrible... My mum, she, yeah, she had a pigeon claw.
I feel very clawy at the moment.
No, that's just your nails. You've chosen to be clawy.
I did it to myself, and that's why it really hurts. It's like...
Oh, you did it yourself.
No, I didn't do it. I chose to do it. I made the decision. I took myself there. I got really excited, and now I can't do it so bad. I'm fighting it down. It'll be all right.
So the, so you've squared them down so that you can play the... ukulele.
Yeah, I'm going to get them down as far as I can get on this hand, and then this one, I'll just leave the little eagle talons.
Peregrine falcon.
Peregrine falcon.
Peregrine falcon.
Peregrine falcon to you too. Wait, your bookshelf?
Oh, yes, because I need to...
Lorraine Kelly's up again. I see you've got a new book.
Ah, yes. But only because on my Patreon, I have been doing the... I've been reading a chapter from the book, and then Mercy said on Sunday, can you please... Because I've just stopped. Mm-hmm. This is what I do. I just get very distracted with other things. So then I haven't finished the book. So I put it there to remind myself to do to read to the end, because some poor people are like... Well, not poor, like four people.
Hey, like, they're waiting to listen, though. I think my mum's one of them.
She's on my Patreon.
She's Patreon. I think it's a shared Patreon.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So she's like.
Oh, has she read my book? Or she's
not
she
read
started,
it yet.
Oh, so she's started it and is now getting.
She's listened to a little bit of it because I think she went. She just signed up. She went through and don't worry, I'm paying for it. I'm sending the money. What's it called? She like has gone through bits of it and then like. I think she wants to read the book probably though.
She can have it. She could have a book. Bring
it upstairs
one.
In my house.
Oh,
I've read it in it.
Oh, so you can just give it her.
Yeah, but I will. I think she asked me to bring it downstairs the other day. Forgot.
That's a bit mean, Anna.
No, I didn't.
God,
just got
a poor mother and with a stick. She can't get upstairs to get
she upstairs, bring down a book and I read it later, and then I just went upstairs and forgot who I was. And
shame on you, Anna.
And I'm remembering now.
The poor woman downstairs.
All she wants.
We went to the cinema, didn't we?
We did. We had a lovely time.
We did. I forgot to tell you though, Anna, because we are going to go semi-regularly, aren't we?
Yeah, I want to go again.
But not the prices of sweets. I will be doing the hors d'oeuvres.
Hors d'oeuvres. You're gonna bring some canapés.
Yeah, so
in
I
your
will
pocket.
Be in charge of the canapés next time,
please.
But fucking hell, expensive. I will have a medium. Well, let me tell you this. I was off my tits. All that sugar.
Same. Driving on.
Yes.
I was sort of like had to like slow down. We went to Tesco on the way, and when I got into the store, I was like bloody hell. I'm getting that crash now.
I was wired like this, just fucking going mad. I had awful road rage, and I needed to go to Tesco, but I couldn't because I knew that I was of a demeanour that if I was pulled over, I know I looked like I was on drugs. I know, because I was so wide-eyed. And then if I was going, I've just had an awful lot of sugar.
And you were just driving the car from the outside window. Like, you know when, what's it called? When there's a gremlin on the window.
Oh, it's The Simpsons.
Yeah, it was. It's from something...
It's the horror one in the bar. It's the horror...
It's based on something.
Where is it?
What it's called. Like, find out someone or something like that.
I would say it.
Clip, I've not spotted a thing. But it's like there's no one believes him that there's a criminal. But it's you on the outside of your car window leaning in, driving, like, but leggings on.
That was. Who was telling me that they were going to Edinburgh Fringe one time and. They went to. They were with Chris Washington, who's broken, whose car was broken, and so they went. They went to McDonald's drive-through. His window was. That's it. His window was broken, so he had to go back and talk to them through his back.
Bloody hell! What did he just lean his chair back?
Yeah,
right.
Lean his chair and then do his. So drive past the usual spot. So they must have been like, why has he driven too far?
But then, see, I think Chris could get away with it. So I feel like he's very suave. If one of us did it.
Suave?
I think so. He's lovely.
Yeah. Yes, yes, but I wouldn't say.
Yes, yes.
He wouldn't say. I wouldn't say suave.
I reckon.
No, I'd say he's like a northern Mr. Bean.
Mr. Bean? Yeah. Oh, he ate it well.
But it's very funny.
No, if he was funny. Mr. Bean, he'd be on the top of the thing, the car, on an armchair, isn't it?
Well, this is, have I told you this before? Well, the kids and my partner and a girl I used to work with in TK Maxx all call me Mr. Bean. They say I'm like Mr. Bean.
You are very Mr. Beany. In the best way. I love Mr. Bean. I've got one of his teddies at home.
Well, yes. But how come Chris is too suave to be Mr. Bean? And I am Mr. Bean.
You're suave.
I am.
In a very Mr. Beany way.
Well, because I said, because when my door opened on the motorway and it was the passenger door.
Mr. Bean!
I said to Marvin that it's like, I'm like James Bond. And then, yeah, and that's what they said. They said, no, small Mr. Bean. So, I'm under. I've got. What's it called? Illusions of Grandeur.
Yeah.
Delusions? Delusions of Grandeur.
I love Mr. Bean, though. That's a good thing.
Yeah, but you do. The Mr. Bean has got no game. Like, who's in bed with Mr. Bean?
Ta-da.
Exactly.
And, like, I don't know. I think one of them in the in the cartoon one, one of the best theme tunes in the world. Have you not watched it? The cartoon Mr. Bean.
Yeah, but I don't know the theme tune.
Oh,
I've seen it
like
maybe at Christmas.
I'd walk down the aisle to that theme tune.
Would you?
Yeah, I can't play a copyright. It's potato. Google it. But it's like, one of the cartoon ones. He has a girlfriend, I reckon. I think. It's got glasses.
You do what I do is you make a statement and then you instantly doubt yourself. You go, I'm certain. I reckon. Maybe.
Because I'm not. I might have dreamt it.
No, he does. He has. There's a one. Doesn't he have the? Doesn't he have the chicken with the girlfriends?
Chicken.
Or he's.
Oh,
he goes to an occasion with a girlfriend or.
He cooks for her. I think.
Yeah.
Is that the chicken roast?
Yeah. Yeah, not the obviously the famous turkey one.
Turkey. Oh, that's famous.
He's with her. No, there's a famous Mr. Bean turkey Christmas one, and that's when he's with his girlfriend, surely.
Is that him?
Surely Bean.
Yeah.
Like Sean.
Sean Bean.
I don't know.
The original Mr. Bean.
I think I've, because are we getting chicken today?
Potentially. I've got a,
because I,
inflicted.
Because I feel good inflicted, because I haven't been eating meat, I've been sticking to my vegetables.
Have you? Mm-hmm. Good.
I feel like I might be lying. No, I haven't actually, usually I do lie, but I'm not. Wait a minute, what was the point?
I see chicken.
But then, and I looked at I was editing the podcast and I feel like it is very chicken.
Chicken heavy for two, chicken. Like, vegetarians.
Yeah, and it's, well, our humour content is, at the minute, dictated to us by our chicken intake.
Is it?
Yeah. Because we're either too full of chicken.
I said limey instead of blimey. Yeah.
Sorry. Oh, I know someone that's got Lyme disease.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, it's awful.
What is it?
It's a tick.
A tick.
Yeah.
Oh, Justin Bieber at that.
Yeah. I think there's different levels of... Limey. Limey. Yeah, but so there is a part... So what I'm trying to tell you is I'm very easily led. So if you want chicken, I will get chicken.
Oh, I don't know what I want.
But there are many things that we could have. I've just eaten a massive salad.
Have you?
Yeah.
I was just thinking of lettuce.
Oh.
I love lettuce.
Should I have saved you half my salad?
No, I'm rubbish at eating, like... Sharing bits.
Oh no, I wouldn't have put it in the middle and I'll just start grazing.
On the floor.
I would have given you an extra. I would have gave you an extra.
Oh, no, you're grand.
Tupperware. I make a mean green.
a mean green. A mean salad machine.
A mean. Oh, dear. Well, I did I ever tell you what happened when I went to a different car park in town?
No.
Oh, well, I was doubling up and then I didn't have the time, my usual time to faff, you see, because
yeah.
I was doubling. So I, there's a footballer, Dion Dublin.
Dion Dublin?
No, oh, yeah. Anyway, so I just looked at the nearest, so I was at, what's his name? Trapdoor. Have I told you this already?
No, no, Tony,
yeah. Yeah. So I was there, and I thought, bloody hell, this is great. All the ladies, they lure you into false sense of security with this is how the lineups are going to be. And then I realised it was for the International Ladies Day. It was just running late. He was late with his ladies. But anyway, so I thought, so I parked at the nearest one, which was in the Chinatown.
Yeah.
Posh it was. Q-tip. No, not Q-tip. Q Park. And it all smells clean.
Is it?
Yeah, it smells lovely. So then I'm like, fantastic. Then I get out.
So imagine you opening the door and just go, fantastic.
Fantastic.
A big whip. Fantastic.
Fantastic. I was. So I park the car and then I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? There's no, none of the numbers were in English, it was all Chinese symbols.
No!
So I was like, what?
Yeah, Chinatown, of course.
Yeah! I managed to work out that I was on number 2. So then I don't even know how I did it. And then when I was at the gig, I was just thinking, well, I resent all of you because I need to be learning Chinese.
Yeah,
so.
I've got things to do.
Yeah, to find out. So then I went to the gig, and then when I come back, I only realised that in this Chinese car park, I'm not saying all the Chinese car parks are the same, in this one in particular, it went ground floor 2.
What?
Yeah. So I was underneath, so my automobile was underneath where I was. But obviously...
Did you not know she's not going down now?
No, because I was late anyway to get to the gig, so all I did was go, finally, after all the time of working out, I was on 2, so then I didn't need to think of the actual location of 2, so then I'm like, finally, 2, and then I literally went, and then by the time I got to the, I should have remembered that gig never fucking starts on time anyway, so I was fanning around for such a hullabaloo, and then eventually got there. But then, when I then had to go to Stockport to close the gig, well, I was up going.
Oh no, it's 0 2. Was it -2?
No. No, because it was 2. But let me tell you this, there was no 1, let alone 2. So I was like. So the whole thing didn't help at all. I was more to my fact of the matter is that you're probably better off staying to your car park.
Yeah. Exactly. I know where I stand with it. I know when I need to leave. Like, although I've been caught out when I've gone. I think it was the time you gave me the sister CD. And I got in and I was like sitting replying to some emails after I'd already paid to leave. When to go leave, I'd been too late. So then I had to pick up a phone and be like, help.
I've never known that. I always thought that was a myth.
Because
I've been ages in that one before.
Well, same. So that's why I sort of got cocky and I was like, fine, like putting the CD on, da da da, faffing about.
You know, fucking watching the Titanic.
Yeah, exactly. Twice. And they thought I was too late. What?
That's mad that. Yeah, I've never known. That's good to know because I've always tried to push it. and I've never been stung. No, I need my telephone to read what the. Are you on the
I can get food.
No. On the and answer the questions that people have sent to us.
The Instagram balls.
I thought maybe read it out in case our conversation has dried up.
Right.
But we probably shouldn't be saying that. Whilst
it's never dried up, apart from that time we had too much chicken.
Yeah, but even when that happened, it was better than what I thought.
Exactly. We've got two.
Isn't it? Oh,
we've got less of the one.
So shall we just answer it?
Yeah, shall we?
Yeah.
And then this is one. No, this isn't one.
What's that?
This question is. This question is making life simple. We will bundle all your home services into one small simple bill because we believe.
Is it spammed? I've asked for a question. We've been particularly spammed.
Yeah,
that's upsetting.
And then that one's me.
What did you ask? Did you ask a question?
No, I shared it.
So there's only one fucking question.
Yeah, and this is only on your Instagram.
Oh, but you can't tell that.
No, unless it's.
Can you go in my Instagram?
No. You let me. No.
I know. So we'll answer this one question, and then when we get something to eat, are we having chicken? What do you want?
No, something too filling. Got a gig tonight, and I'll be.
Did you feel too full last time?
A little bit. I was a bit queasy, like running. Because usually, we had pizza last time, and usually if I have pizza, I'll fall asleep. Yeah. My thing. So maybe something a bit lighter, a little bit.
Yeah, I project I vomited when I got home.
Well, exactly. Yeah, you were not well. You were not well at all.
Yeah, I think I was still a bit COVID-y, actually. The aftermath of COVID, I just assumed I would always feel like that, like weary and tired.
The tired thing sticks around, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I've been drowsy anyway since glandular fever and that. But that COVID, bloody hell.
What was that? Circa
2015.
Oh my lord. It's
still like knocked. I get the brain fog and gets insert. I was ditzy before. Like, not ditzy. I can't think of the word. Do you know what I mean?
You were completely different then.
Oh, exactly.
You weren't even Welsh.
In it.
And then you got the glandular fever.
Bloody hell. I was.
Spanish.
Yes, Spanish.
I was shocked that your mum's not Welsh.
I tell everyone that she's English, is she? Her grandfather's Welsh, but she's from England, and my dad's Welsh, so she moved over when she met him.
That makes
Has
sense.
Brought me up there.
Because your mum's like, what? Hey, Governor!
She's not She might be. She was born in, like, a few years in London and then moved Midlands. But loads of people get Welsh. Because I've had an interview thing where they, like, just assumed she was Welsh. And then it was like, I'm a Welsh mother. And I've been like, my mum loves it because she's like.
Does she put on her voice?
Sometimes she does. She'll be like, I can't do an English accent. She'll be like, she'd be like, oh, that's a lovely carpet, that's well lush. She'll put it on, I'll call her out for it sometime. And then when the rugby's on, she supports Wales, because she lived there. At one point she lived in Wales longer than she'd been lived in England.
Oh, okay.
Because of bringing us up living there and that.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Yes.
That's when the when I was at uni, my best friend was Irish, and then when I lived in Birmingham, I lived in Digbeth, which is like the Irish Quarter.
Mm.
So when it was the, what's it called? No, why do I not know? The Gaelic football. So it would be the, when it was like a big Gaelic final or something, you couldn't watch it in the pub. You couldn't watch it in, I think you have to have a specific channel.
Mm.
So we'd go to an Irish pub to watch it, just down the road from where I lived. And oh my God, for some reason, even though it was an Irish pub and everyone had Irish connect, but you know what? Everyone's like, oh, my dog's second sister's falcon was Irish.
Yeah.
The connection. People always say, because I was technically, because I was born in London, but when I was four, so I'm not going to be telling everyone that I'm from London. I know, I'm a. But I say that in my book. I open with it.
I don't remember anything.
Yeah, so do you think I'm a fraud? But then
I don't think you're a fraud.
Because I lived in Cornwall from like four till 21.
Cornwall person I know, like, fret or not.
If you only know two.
Yeah. I was going to come back literally. Not three, potentially. Oh, no.
Potentially?
I don't know if they're Cornish.
But they're not that Cornish if they're potentially Cornish.
They could be, it's just my shit memory.
Anyway, so when we were in the Irish bar, when everyone was leaving after the Gaelic football match and Ireland, I'm starting something out. Well, quickly, I just think Gaelic football is so mad that with the football over here, everyone's so overpaid, but with Gaelic football, they're like firemen and teachers. And so after these massive stadiums have sold out in the final, they then go be a fireman and go. It's not like here where it's like, oh, they're on millions. I think it's changed because there's.
Is it just like women's football? Well, for women's rugby. Only recently Wales have done a full time rugby women's female team. That's
exactly
not
like that, actually. Anyway, so at the end of the bloody. At the end of the Gaelic football match, the whole pub, as they were leaving, went up to my friend and shook her hand. And I was like, so they must have decided, had a meeting, decided she was the most Irish person
in the an orderly queue. I love that.
Like, oh, bloody hell.
Was it East England?
No, because it's Gaelic football, so isn't it England? Surely it's regions of Ireland, is it not?
Oh, maybe that. Was she from the region that won?
I mean, that's true. Because I just assumed it was. Yeah, like you say, it's that Australia's not playing it, are they?
Oh, if they are.
So I think I'm assuming she's Swords, because she's from Swords. So maybe the match was Swords against someone else, and then they all decided that she was the mayor of Swords, and as we were leaving, shook her hand, and I was like, oh, bad fat. But I don't know why they were all leaving. We stayed and did the, you know when you go, and it's always the way when you go, you just have, oh, we'll just pop to the pub, and then you've lost 4 days.
Yeah.
And we ended up doing Irish Olympics at like 2 p.m, and then I had someone strapped tight to my waist with potatoes in them, and then I was like swinging. It was one of the Olympic Games in this pub.
Oh, really?
And they're not like I imagine there's connotations with the book, because these were the days of bloody the fucking, what's his name, Bo Selector, and when we'd be out and about, people would shout potato at Irish.
But yeah, is that a Bo Selector thing?
As they go, yeah, they go potato. They do that thing.
Is that where it comes from?
Yeah, and then people just shout it at her. It's like, so.
How did they know she? Oh, they'd hear her. How did they know she was Irish from the street? Oh, just hear
oh,
her.
Oh, like at union.
Oh,
everyone knew. Everyone knew it was on the first day. This man said to me that I should be hit by a bus because I'm left-handed. Oh, I mean, that's different.
Wait, what?
Because I was thinking, because this was, everyone knew we were on the first day at uni, and then I was thinking about that guy, because I must have been smoking my cigarette with my left hand instead of my right hand, and then he goes, I hope you get hit by a bus because you're left-handed.
What was
I was like, of all the prejudices
that
you could have. Anna was all the way out from Cornwall. Could have focused on that.
Exactly, there's a lot to work with. That's what I was saying, when people go for like something daft, like, you know, my physical appearance or something, like, I haven't been mean about that. I'm like, I've given you a lot to work with. I've got a lot of my personal life I can be mean about. Like, don't be lazy. Left-handed.
Yeah.
Sick of it. I didn't know when I agreed to do this podcast that you were left-handed, actually, so...
Well, you should be used to it, Anna. You should have thought of it, though, because I don't want to seem like I am too big for my boots, but I just normally saw it there, go, it's big for your boots.
Did you say that? I just did.
I do enjoy listening to that with the children. What was I saying?
Left-handed. Surprised.
Oh, because I'm creative.
And more left-handed people are creative.
Left-handed people.
I'm more creative people. Creative.
Your
phone
was one last time.
Is this the spitting feathers, have a drink.
Because back in the day, wasn't it, people would say that left-handed people were witches.
I think if we were back in those times, Ariadne, I love you, but you would have been burned very early on.
Yes, as you.
How I would as well. I don't know.
Yes.
Yeah. I have no self-awareness. The more I do comedy, the more I'm like, I'm getting described as chaotic and da-da-da. I'm like, I had no idea in my head. I'm this calm little boat of a calm
bootle.
A boat.
Why are you saying a boat?
A boat!
Oh. No, you're not calm, but again, that is discriminative because you have ADHD.
Yeah, exactly.
So...
But I know some people, like, lots of, like, people who aren't feral.
Once I knew these people and then they... Wait a minute. So I knew these people... I did these plays with these people and then I knew them for like 5 years, maybe 6 years. And then maybe I ran into them a couple of years later and they said, my God, Harriet, when we first met you, you were so feral.
You were outside eating in the bins,
yeah.
Hissing at them.
But I would think, like... I would, if I dropped something, I'd pick it up and eat it. And once I cooked a jacket potato, I spent so long cooking it, this was when I was at uni, and then I dropped it on the floor, and then the plate smashed, and then I was like, I've been cooked, because, you know when you cook a jacket potato in the oven from scratch?
Yeah.
So I was like, I've spent too much time on this to not eat this now, so I just ate a bit of plate with it.
Oh no! This study is so hard now, girl! Do you want a hot tip?
Yeah.
Hot potato tip. I haven't got a microwave. Put what's it called?
I don't have
a microwave. And,
no, like, we don't. The kids are furious.
Yeah, like, because you mean I can't have a restless burger or any of that. It's not good in the
oven. Anna! I was thinking, because the kids say it because of rosters, and I thought, I'm not going to say that because then I will look unruly at the... And then
you're talking to the queen of unruly girls.
You read my mind. You said what I thought.
But it's good in that sense that I have to make something. I have to cook,
yeah.
You know, a bit more effort, although pizza's going your well. Pizza. You microwaving your pizza.
What?
What are you on about?
Oh... No.
Pizza's going in the oven.
I thought you were telling me pizza's going to go in the microwave.
God, no.
Could you imagine?
I bet it's some...
I did always love McCain's microchips. Microchips. Do you mean this flat there on your plate? Do. Try once, it'll be great. Do you remember that? Never.
No. I was feeling it, I was there. I had those chips in my vision.
I love a floppy chip.
I love them. They remind me when I had my tonsils out. It was around that time I had, because they were saying you have to eat scratchy food. So it's like, I had some chips.
Sorry, Anna, I was trying to think because you said I've interrupted something what you were saying before.
Oh, jack and potato.
Jack
and potato, if you want them to cook quicker in your oven, put something, like a fork or something in it. Through it.
And then leave it in the oven.
Or like a kebab spear. Not a wooden one. metal one. Yeah, that is. And then it goes through and it cooks quicker.
Wow, so that must be the same science of why you have silver in it.
Yeah, like metal. You cook quicker.
Well, because you put your stuff on tinfoil because the tinfoil, the silver of the tinfoil reflects and then cooks your thing.
No, but it's because there's a metal thing in the middle of it, isn't it, to cook it quicker?
No, but I'm saying it must be the same thing of that to do with silver.
But it's inside the potato.
But the silver of the must be like, ooh, it's like the silver tinfoil.
Like a magpie.
Yeah, so the heat must go, oh, well, this is even better for us than the silver tinfoil. Yeah. So
about conduction of heat.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, I scraped the sea in science, won't I?
But it's impressive. I don't know if I how much quicker does it work?
I don't know. Ask my mum, because she's always doing jacket potatoes herself. She loves them at the moment. But it's like
jacket potato. There are a jacket potato is a very divided subject.
I love them. I went through a good month where I had them every day.
Yeah, I do.
My jacket potato era.
Era. I thought you were saying era.
Era.
Because that's...
Yeah, but how weird would it sound if I went, my jacket potato, era.
Era. No one would say that you had to then sort of say the voice of a pirate.
Era. Yeah. How would I say it? Era.
Yeah. So
era.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's a Welsh thing, because it's like, you know, like a calendar year. My year.
Yeah.
I'm you. Do you get me? Like this, it's just that. It's something in the accent. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Try another one.
I was trying to think of a Cornish equivalent word. I don't think there is. I do say mow wrong.
Mow?
Yeah.
Meow?
No. Mow.
Oh, Mel?
Yeah.
Mel Gibbs?
Yeah.
Son.
I can't believe that about the potato.
Potato? Oh, the meat. Meat. Metal.
Yeah.
Bloody hell. Isn't it? Science.
And how... Oh, yeah, we don't know yet. So I need to know how much quicker we are talking.
I just... Yeah, should I ask my mum? How much quicker is it?
You don't have to do now.
Because I didn't do it. It's a newer thing that she's found out.
How did she find this out? Is this a TikTok? Is your mum on TikTok?
Potentially. I think I showed her it on TikTok even.
So then you should know.
Yeah, but my memory's getting worse and worse, but I can't remember anything. Like, awful. Great, because if something bad happens, I don't remember. But, like,
There might be some... Because I've got a friend like that who... And her memory is terrible because of trauma.
Potentially.
Have you had a trauma?
I wouldn't rule it out, but I can't remember, so we're all right.
Maybe that could be a new podcast. Let's find damaged trauma.
Let's get digging. Let's absolutely not dig in. It's great. I don't want to know what's going on in you. I stay in the front room of my brain. Right, let's not go back in the kitchen.
Well, that's where you are wrong.
Why?
Because the front, if you're in your back room... That's where your creativity is in your brain.
Oh, but it's also where the spiders hide.
Yeah.
I'll get mine then. I'll get both.
I don't know whether this is a good idea. This is my... I am off my medication.
Why? Why, Arietta?
Well,
have you told anyone?
No.
Then you're telling whoever you need to be telling.
Like,
oh, not
like the doctor.
Yeah.
Well, do you know what, Anniv? I think it might be a terrible idea, but I'm absolutely done with it. And I think now that I can control it myself.
Harriet Dyer, as someone who's done that, no.
Well, last time I did it, I tried to throw myself out of a moving vehicle, but I'm thinking that...
Before
I drove.
But that's worse, girl. Get talking to your doctor, especially because
I've come off now. Do you know there's a different vibe about me? Do I seem a little bit more
Mr. Beanie? Yes. I reckon. Or do tell someone.
I do feel more lively though.
Yeah, but
like more like pizzazzy.
Scrape you off the ceiling.
Well, it's too late now because I can feel it. Like, you know when you come off your medication, then you feel like you're on a treadmill.
Yeah, but
I'm almost off the treadmill now, and I don't trust these doctors. So I'm just going to stay off now.
Absolutely not. Does Marvin know?
Yes, he does. He thinks I should go to the doctor.
Well, but... of course. All the people who love you and who know you well and who care about you are saying go to a doctor. Give it a go.
But I don't trust these doctors. And I've already got my hearing aids to think about now. I've got too many things on the go.
Yeah, but this is the thing you're talking about. Like, so say the hearing aids are like the speakers on the computer. You're saying you're too busy to fix the main box of
the
computer.
Hard drive.
Yeah, you need to put focus on that.
That's a very good metaphor.
I'm very surprised I thought about it that quick. But like, yeah, you need the box of it, the hard drive thing.
Well, do you know what's happened? And I haven't told him this, so I probably might need to... you know the comedian gym?
I know of him.
So he said to me that when he, this is exactly where it's coming from, now I'm talking through it. So he said to me that that COVID messed with his medication and made it stop working. So then I think, this is what Marvin says, is that that went in my head.
Yeah.
And then has convinced me that it no longer works because I kept feeling sick, but I think the sickness is because of my awful driving. But I have associated it with that COVID has made my tablets not work anymore, so I might as well stop taking them.
No.
But I do find that if I keep myself busy, because I am still very depressed on my tablets, so I might as well, so it makes the difference, really.
From when I'm not on any at the moment, but when I was.
See?
No, but because I'm so.
Don't you feel free?
I went to the doctor once, yeah, and spoke, and they reduced, I was on antidepressants, and they reduced it slowly. But you don't bloody go cold turkey, dingbat. Go, doctor.
My heart does feel fast.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to fight you.
I think I've got a problem with my... wisdom teeth? Have your wisdom teeth come out?
I think they're starting to, like...
And how long's that been happening?
Oh, ages. Like a couple of years.
Yeah!
But it takes ages.
I think we're talking 10 years now.
Is it?
Yeah. I mean, I've exaggerated, just for the story.
3 million years!
Yeah. It started when the dinosaurs were still here.
Yeah.
And now... Today. Yeah. Always with us.
Yeah. Your wisdom teeth started ages ago and then aching now.
In fact, I have exaggerated, but we are talking, I haven't exaggerated by that much because it was definitely, I think my wisdom teeth started coming in about 2015 and now it is 2022.
That is many a moon.
So it's a good 7 years. And then they'll start coming through and then they'll be nipping at my side mouth. What's this called?
Cheek.
Oh, yeah. Gums. And I was like, my gums aren't.
No. Oh, is inside cheek still gum? No.
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 No, because if you were a cow, they'd eat that.
They eat their gums? What?
No. People eat your cheek.
Oh, yeah, they don't call it cow gum. They call it cow tongue. No, cheek. Bloody hell. What's happening with your mouth? What's going on in there?
Oh, what's happened is I've just changed the subject off on purpose.
And I've got a wedgie.
Have you ever wedgied anyone?
No, but today's the day, Harriet. I will drive you there myself.
I wouldn't wedgie me. I almost shat myself on this.
I was going to say, have you like almost down there?
The other day,
of pigeons.
Yeah, so I don't know when my teeth will stop.
Bloody Nosferatu or something.
What does that mean?
The vampire.
Oh.
Once, very lumpy.
Once Marvin woke up and he didn't have any bottom eyelashes. They were inside his eye. Inside. They were folded in his...
Oh, I'm very upset about that.
They were in, especially with you, because your eyelashes are so prominent. What do your eyelashes?
These are fake ones at the top.
But they look wonderful.
Thank you.
What do you look like al dente?
Oh, I just look like normal, but because I'm so used to seeing myself in lashes. So I had photos the other day, and they had to do more natural ones for like one bit. And they look like me. But I want to cry because they look like... I don't know, I prefer having my little baby Grinch lashes on. You know in the Grinch thing?
I've not seen the Grinch.
Oh yeah, we spoke about it, haven't we? But watch it, and okay. One day, watch it later, and like the baby Grinch, the smaller Grinch, has beautiful eyelashes. Oh, like, have you seen Cat in the Hat?
No.
So whoever does the like film makeup on these Dr. Seuss films,
oh, yeah.
Beautiful eyelashes. The Cat in the Hat has lovely eyelashes. And like, little, I mean, I just...
And are they natural?
Well, the cat.
Yeah.
And
they're not fake eyelashes.
They look very long, but I don't think they look... They look natural to the cat.
Giraffes have naturally beautiful eyelashes.
Exactly, that's what I want to look like.
Giraffe. The kids, they have the sometimes. When was it? The other day, I was just looking at the youngest child's eyelashes and thinking, you don't, because especially when boys have it, they don't know how lucky they are.
Exactly.
How desired it is to have beautiful eyelashes.
My friends, actually, you know Annabelle.
Yeah.
Friend of the show, Annabelle.
Hello, Annabelle.
Hello.
Awesome.
I don't know. She's not upset, so she doesn't. She'll feel it. Should be somewhere she'll be like, someone said hello. No, if she's...
Sure, so how will she feel it?
Just in the air, in the atmosphere, someone has said hello. Bless you.
Thank you.
But she like, yeah, her boyfriend, Cam, his dog is beautiful, and their eyelashes, oh, what's her name? I've forgotten her name, beautiful dog. Their eyelashes are so long, and like... You don't know how beautiful your eyelashes are.
Who, the dog?
Yeah.
Well, bring the dog on.
I will. But I tell them, every time I see her, I've only seen a dog twice, but every time I've been like, lovely eyelashes.
Annabelle, if she listens to this, she'll probably like, because I thought, ooh, Annabelle, bet she has lovely eyelashes. You're like, oh, yeah, speaking of beautiful eyelashes, you know Annabelle, her dog.
Not her dog, her boyfriend's dog.
Her boyfriend's
dog. Annabelle's got gorgeous eyelashes as well. She's beautiful. I tell her all the time, Annabelle Devi.
She is very beautiful.
Beautiful. She's got a classic 50s Hollywood face.
She does!
I tell her every time I see her.
She really does. Yeah. She would be a contender in the most beautiful people in comedy. Well, that's not saying much, is it?
Is that right? Yeah.
But isn't it? In comedy, we are a motley rabble.
Oh,
so it's not saying much, but she is very glamorous.
She
naturally
is a
very glamorous lady.
Very beautiful.
Right. Shall we wrap this cunt up?
Yeah, wrap this cunt up!
I don't usually find women funny, but...
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.